Well, good morning today is, or good afternoon, actually. It's today, Thursday, July 22nd. Good day, fantastic weather here in the Bay Area. Just want to give everyone an update on the non-fungible tokens. We did have plenty of news coming out, and I'm actually working with, I believe, four NFT startups around the globe right now. So I'm very busy with the Idea Connect Network, attempting to put together the next Globalcast OS6 broadcast for them. And if you have an idea, go ahead and send me your pitch deck, garycolegraff@gmail.com. That's garykolegraff@gmail.com. And we'll see what we can do about going and getting you a broadcast out and getting some angel investors for your startup. There's a huge wave coming in non-fungible token startups, specifically platforms. You probably all know about the Lazy NFT startup from Mark Cuban. And more recently, $100 million went from Andreessen Horowitz into OpenSea for their NFT platform. So there's some incredible ideas out there. And if you have one, go ahead and email me the information. I'll keep everything confidential. And also, just a quick aside, if you know of an angel investor, I'm looking for angel investors that would like to be part of the Idea Connect Network. I'm asking that they have a net worth of in excess of $1 million to go ahead and have me add their name to the network. So when I do get a startup that I believe is worthy of angel investors, I can go out and get in front of them. You'll see how it works. It's a very simple process. I put together a simple Google spreadsheet, and then I get that spreadsheet using social media in front of all my angel investors. I'm just about over, about 5,250. And these investors around the globe, and I have a way of using social media to get your idea in front of these investors. I use, of course, Gmail and Twitter and Facebook, and more recently, Instagram as well to get the idea. And actually, I can even text them, text these investors your page if they'd be interested. And then I do a simple introduction. I introduce them to introduce the investor to you, and you're able to go ahead and keep all the money. I don't take any funds. I just connect you with the angel investor using social media, and normally via email. I do a simple introduction and then get them in front of you. Real quickly today, we got several happenings on the NFT front. The first was a Big Time Studios reveals alpha gameplay for NFT game. Big Time Studios showed gameplay today for Big Time, which uses non-fungible tokens or NFT game collectibles. Now, you'll probably all know about Steve Jobs' job application. Steve Jobs' 1973 job application just came out as an NFT on the web. Steve Jobs' 1973 job application is up for auction as an NFT, which is pretty exciting. And we got Tinker Hatfield on NFTs playing college athletes, Michael Jordan, Prince, and everything else. From ABC sitcoms to NFTs, how George Lopez made it in Hollywood. Now, of course, you all know George Lopez. He would hang out at the AT&T Pro-Am. I believe it's in January. And that's the one after all the Super Bowl excitement is over. I think Tom Brady was there last year or the year before. And you got a lot of real big. John Elway comes out there. And they go out there and just kind of schmooze with the big boys out there and watch the Clint Eastwood's out there, too, at the AT&T Pro-Am, and it's in Pebble Beach, and it's usually in January. It's the first one in the year. Damien Hirst, the currency is the best explanation of NFTs. That came out on Fast Company. And art industry news, despite talk of busting bubble, NFT sales were actually up. And that's what I've been telling you, man. These NFTs are flying off the shelf. So please do not get discouraged if you're an artist, and keep publishing. Damien Hirst currency NFT, that was another one. DraftKings shares plan for launch of NFT collectibles marketplace. That's a huge breaking story. That was one day ago. GameStop stock, why NFT could be big for the company. This is just a repeat. I told you OpenSea raised $100 million at $1.5 billion valuation for the NFT marketplace. And Andreessen Horowitz, I believe, is the one that gave it to him. And that's this is huge news for NFTs. Rolex is in DeFi. NFT marketplace 4K raises $3 million to combine NFTs and luxury goods. That came out on CoinDesk. And with $2.4 billion in transaction, the NFT market defies expectations in second quarter of 2021. This market is growing. So we're glad that you're all on board. If you're an artist, keep publishing. I think they're saying the price of Ethereum should go up. So I'm trying to keep an eye on that. And also Bitcoin is kind of down a little bit, and so is Dogecoin. But I'm expecting a pop any day on that too. So anyway, hope you're all having a great Thursday, and I'll be back tomorrow with another podcast. Take care and have a great Thursday night. Bye-bye now.